RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour here on this Friday, December 19th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Joining us on the line right now is announced candidate for Attorney General. You've been hearing the commercials. He joins us every Friday to give us some updates of things that he's doing out there on the campaign trail running to be Michigan's next Attorney General. Kevin Kievsky's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
Well, I'm a little frustrated because I'm so sick and tired of judicial activism. Yeah. These, you know, woke agenda, liberal, progressive, socialist, communist judges. And sometimes the things they say from the bench just totally ticks me off. I'm sure you probably know what I'm talking about.
I absolutely do, because I actually wrote about this for an op-ed in the Gateway Pundit that was published actually yesterday. And in brief, for your listeners to know, we had an Obama-appointed federal judge essentially praising an illegal immigrant that was getting sentenced. Mind you, this individual crossed into our nation illegally so many times, and while here, sexually assaulted a disabled woman. She had cerebral palsy. And it's ridiculous, because what the judge said is that, hey, this guy is an ambassador. This guy should be praised, and spared him extra prison time. And luckily, the Department of Justice is appealing it. But this type of judicial activism, putting your ideology before the law, it really needs to come to an end.
Well, and that's the same exact story I saw, and I did see your story there in Gateway Pundit as well. I'm good friends with Patty McMurray and Jim Hoff. I've had him on my show before. But, you know, the thing of it is, you nailed it in that piece for the Gateway Pundit, because it ties right in also with attorney generals. And the Office of Attorney General here in the state of Michigan, where this current Attorney General, Dana Nessel, has basically weaponized her office. We have Michigan News Service here during my show, Monday through Friday, and they are hell-bent stuck on this prosecution of Ann and her husband, Menard, former staffers of Lee Chatfield, former Speaker of the House up here from Levering, Michigan, right here in northern Michigan. I just had his father, Pastor Chatfield, on my show. He's been doing a history lesson with me for 12 years, every Friday from 10 to 11. And we were instrumental in helping Lee get elected. And these charges are absurd. And, you know, even though they went for felony charges against the Menards, they ended up plea bargaining down to probation. But yet she's still going after Lee, and now even his wife, Stephanie, and the weaponization of her office. But Kevin, you wrote another post on Twitter. You tagged me on most of your posts. She absolutely, her own, quote, wife, was not prosecuted when she did something I felt was even more egregious than what the Chatfields have done.
Yeah, yeah. So to comment a little bit about that, this sort of came to a head in the House Oversight Committee this past week, where the Attorney General was subpoenaed to testify in front of a Representative Jay DeBoyer's committee, and she refused to come. She wasn't sick. She didn't have something else pressing going on. She refused to come. And you know why? Because they wanted to question her about two separate things. Number one, as you mentioned, Dana Nessel's spouse was essentially being investigated by the Department of State, the Secretary of State Department, and she decided, she being Dana Nessel, not to really stay neutral. She actually spoke to Secretary Jocelyn Benson and convinced Jocelyn Benson to drop the investigation so there would be no charges against her spouse. At the same time, talking about weaponization, the same type of charges were brought against some Republicans. I think there were two of them, if my memory serves me right. So talk about a two-tier justice system. You got a column, one for Republicans and one for Democrats. And when it came to, you know, the Dana Nessel's wife or spouse, that was completely ignored. And then the other instance is you had a woman being considered for a circuit court judge position in Kent County, basically robbing, allegedly, a woman where she was, this attorney, the conservator, basically managing the finances of this very elderly, frail woman. And essentially, she got a get-out-of-jail-free card from the Attorney General because she basically had this go away, even though this person was tantamount to her campaign, was on Dana Nessel's transition team. As well, this woman was the former treasurer of the Michigan Democratic Party. But nothing to see here. It's ridiculous.
Well, and still, you know, she made a big, I believe it was a PR stunt, when Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Quentin Messer Jr., the CEO of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, were out of the country, and she raided the MEDC's office because of the $20 million grant. Faye Baydoun, a known Democratic donor operative, you know, basically Whitmer pushed through a $20 million grant for her to become an international influencer to start this company. She never spent a dime, Kevin, never hired anybody, but yet paid herself $500,000 for 3 months worth of work out of that $20 million, bought a $4,500 coffee maker. Well, Dana Nessel allegedly raided those offices over this money, over this issue. Have we heard anything at all about any charges coming out against Faye Baydoun?
No, not one peep. And in fact, I'm glad you mentioned the $4,500 coffee maker. I was going to actually perhaps have inaccurate information and say I remember a $5,000 coffee maker. I don't know if that thing spits out gold, but I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. Our tax dollars are being abused in that way, and there's really no accountability that comes from that. You see, the Republicans overall are for essentially accountability and getting rid of waste, fraud, and abuse. And what the Attorney General should be doing, I don't care if you're Republican, a Democrat, whatever, if you're the AG for the people of the state of Michigan, you need to make sure that the dollars are being spent the way that they're supposed to be spent, not wasted on this frivolous crap or nonsense.
Amen. Well, I just had Monica Yatuma, a candidate for Secretary of State, on my show earlier today. And after the interview, after vetting her, going through some pretty tough questioning, and looking at her website and talking with Patrick Kobach as well as Tim Vetter and Fanny Montavati, I made the decision after the interview to endorse her for Secretary of State. She mentioned to me when I was vetting her through the process that you and her have attended a lot of these Republican events around the state of Michigan, and you and her already have a dialogue going on that if you guys win the nomination at the endorsement convention March 28th in Novi, you'll be running together out there on the campaign trail. And Monica told me that she feels that you and her are pretty much in simpatico when it comes to election integrity and different things like that.
Yeah, I see Monica on the campaign trail all the time. In all fairness, too, I see Amanda Love in addition to Anthony Forlini as well.
Sure.
I don't necessarily want to myself endorse or kind of talk in any way to show I'm showing favoritism. But, yeah, I see Monica a lot, and I have these dialogues with a lot of people. But specifically here about Monica, if we have a good Secretary of State nominee selected by the delegates, whoever the delegates decide to choose,
sure,
we're going to be able to make sure that Michigan is going to be accountable again, it's going to be fair again, and it's going to be red again come November.
Amen. Well, that's the main point I just wanted people to know, because they hear you on my show, they're hearing your commercial, and very soon we'll start hearing Monica's commercial. And I want, in full transparency and disclosure, these are my candidates that I vetted and I chose to accept sponsorships from and endorse as well for their races. And I will be at the endorsement convention, Kevin, as a voting delegate, and will very much be working the floor for you and Monica. But the point is this: we have got to have a new attorney general, somebody that will work from our perspective of being constitutional, being fair, nonpartisan. I mean, you're going to go after Republicans just as much as you go after Democrats, which Dana Nessel only goes after Republicans. She doesn't go after any Democrats. That type of game has to stop.
And I can tell you this, I can make this pledge right here, right now, because I've said it to many folks before in many different places. When it comes to justice, it's going to be blind. And what that means is that we're not going to be targeting people. We're going to be targeting, frankly, misdeeds. We're going to be targeting individuals that waste money. And irrespective of party or perhaps their underlying ideology, we're going to be in the AG's office upholding the rule of law and defending the great people of the state of Michigan.
Right. Well, one of the things, the main thing that I was very much impressed with, and I've got a couple of minutes here to wrap up before I let you go, the commercial that you produced and I helped you with as far as constitutional carry in Michigan, I want you to talk to the voting delegates that are going to go to the endorsement convention. Why is this so much a priority for you on your campaign?
It's a priority for me because in the federal constitution, in addition to the state constitution, we have the right to bear arms. And why did our founders, both in terms of the country, in addition to the folks that drafted the Michigan state constitution in the 1960s, think it was that important? So not only you could protect yourselves, but your loved ones, your family, your community. And I believe in constitutional carry because you shouldn't have to pay a fee for a CPL in order to protect yourself. I take a look at what happened, for example, in Traverse City or thereabouts, where you had the Walmart, 11 people or whatever, I believe, got stabbed. It's ridiculous, and it only came to an end when you had a gentleman with a gun that was able to, he didn't even have to discharge it, but told the guy to stop in the parking lot. So I believe in it that clearly, and I know that when it comes to the AG, we can make that happen. Why? Because I can issue an attorney general opinion very quickly that will show that the law supports constitutional carry, and you have that right, and shall not be infringed, that quotation, that's
yes,
really easy to interpret. You can have it concealed, you can have it open carry. It doesn't matter. We got to protect our families and our communities.
Well, we appreciate that, and I know you just earned a lot of votes for folks that support the Second Amendment and support the right to carry. And final thoughts before I let you go here before Christmas.
The last thing I'll say regarding the whole gun rights issue is red flag laws. We could talk more about this later, but I hope that when it comes to Representative, Jay DeBoyer and a whole bunch of other folks, and Representative DeSantis specifically,
yep,
the bill to repeal red flag laws will happen.
We'll talk about that in the future. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the final segment of today before Christmas. This upcoming week, I want you to think about a couple of things. We are going to be doing the show live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Christmas Eve. Christmas Day, we're taking off, and you'll be hearing Jerry Stewart's Christmas show. The final segment of this week before we head into Christmas, I just want to basically ask you to do a couple of things. I do the show and I get text messages and a lot of people provide me information and then they want to argue. And I don't want to argue with anybody. I'm providing information from my life experiences. As a former truck driver, as a former almost every single job I've ever had, I share life experiences. And some people want to debate me about the things I say on this microphone. You're entitled to your position. I appreciate you listening. But one of the things that I've seen in my life, going all the way back to when I was 16 years old, throughout high school, after I got hurt playing football, I delivered pizzas. You know, one time I sat down and calculated the number of miles I've driven in my life before I became a truck driver. 440,000 miles in 3 years when I was an independent owner-operator. The globe, folks, is basically 25,000 miles around. So you do the math and figure out how many times I drove around the world as a truck driver and how many times I drove around the world as a pizza delivery guy. And all the driving we've done over the years, driving back and forth from Florida, going on vacation. And, you know, I don't mean to offend or upset anybody. And when I say something on the radio, you have an opinion. You know, you've been a truck driver a long time. I appreciate that. Actually, I have a new found love and respect for truck drivers. When I started in June of 2005 and ended my career March 6, 2009, those 440,000 miles, the things I saw, the life I lived, the way truck drivers sacrifice being away from their families, the things that they do to put up with all the USDOT regulations, the logging. I mean, it's just the logs themselves was amazing. Opened my eyes to a whole new world of what truck drivers have to deal with. So again, I apologize if anybody was upset about what I said. And again, I don't want to debate with you. You have your opinion, I have mine, and we move on. But I just hope, as what Pastor Hatchfield said too, you know, words have consequences, text messages have consequences, and I would hope and pray that we can just agree to disagree at points in time over different things and be civil about it. So I'll leave it with that. One other thing I did want to mention today that we're very much excited about. I talked with Carla Wagner, and there is going to be a count coming out here around New Year's Eve. December 30th, December 31st, she's going to be doing a hard count of all the signatures we've collected in this effort known as AskMyTax.org is the website, eliminating property taxes here in the state of Michigan. Carla said there's still time for you to get sheets from the local county captains. And if you're going to be attending gun shows, I know there's one, I believe, at Grand Traverse Resort tomorrow and Sunday. There's other activities, Christmas parties and things that you're going to. Get a petition sheet. This is nonpartisan. This is non-political. If people own a house or even pay rent, they're paying property taxes in their rent to their landlord. Well, basically, pull out a petition sheet and say, hey, guys, I don't know if you heard about it, but there's a petition drive to put it on the ballot next year to eliminate property taxes in Michigan. Everybody will sign it. Get some signatures here during Christmas week, parties and things you're going to. Get some signatures, mail the petition sheets in to Carla, and let's see if we can make the number, the deadline, before the end of the year. We still have almost 2 weeks. We can get this done. So do me a favor, if you haven't gotten 10 signatures yet, just text me AX, and I'll put you in contact with the county chair. We'll get you a sheet, and you can fill it out, sign it on the bottom as a circulator, and mail it in to her. Hopefully get it to her before New Year's Eve.